This is a radio spot for my good friends right here. Trusted friends, Sharon Ficchioni. Did I say that right?
It's Ficchioni.
Ficchioni. So this is Ray Rao. He's my trusted friend from The Whisper. Now tell me exactly what The Whisper is, like how it's named.
The Lone Whisperer.
The Lone
Whisperer. Come to me because of my years of being told, you're a great listener. And that's so key today in the market where people feel that mortgage people in real estate are using a separate language that they don't understand. So I break it down. I don't use any acronyms. I use exactly how it's written. So I don't do DTI. I say debt to income.
All right. So, hey, as a real estate agent of many years, I have run into a question with my clients. What is a mortgage broker versus a loan officer?
So with a mortgage broker, in layman's terms again, I don't have any walls. I'm not dictated by a board of trustees on cherry-picking loans that would be sold in the second market easier than others. I produce purchase mortgages for the public, and I have a record of 2 years of no turndown. So I can do commercial, I can do residential, I can do, of course, VA, FHA, and conventional. That's what my advantage is. Mm-hmm. I don't have to answer to a board of trustees.
So because you are the loan whisperer, because you listen and you like to put information into layman terms, this is awesome for especially first-time home buyers, and you're a veterans advocate. So could you explain more about how you help veterans and first-time home buyers and people who need help with loans? Can you explain those types of loans you work on?
Sure, Sharon. Thank you. Well, one of the nicest things is when I deal with first-time home buyers, I realize the anxiety and the fear. They're dealing with what they think is a large corporation that is engineered just to make money. And what I do is I slow it down. I ask them, what exactly are they looking for, would like to do? What are your goals? Let's talk about them in the front end of this. Mm-hmm. And then I can build that purchase mortgage that they feel comfortable with. They can go to bed at night and say, I feel like I've been served.
That's awesome. And so in order for buyers to reach you and to understand all about loans and how they can get qualified today, do you have a mobile app that people can use?
Sure, absolutely. ApplyRay.com.
Great. Could you say that one more time, please?
ApplyRay.com.
Wonderful. So right now, anybody, if they do get a loan that doesn't meet qualifications, you can help them build their credit profile, and you do what you call a credit simulator. Could you explain that, please?
So you have three scores. So in each score, you get what it could be to raise that particular score. So what I do is I take the information from the three reporting agencies, and I raise your score by showing you in different areas what, if you pay this down to this, what we can raise your score to, what we can also do about the other scores to raise them, so we can get you a better qualifying score and a better interest rate.
And the name of the company is Phoenix Loan Solutions?
That's correct. Phoenix Loan Solutions, Inc.
And that phone number is yours?
That phone number is directly to me, right here to the cell phone sitting on the table.
And what's the phone number again?
727-512-0497.
And why the big, the bad, the ugly song? Why do you think that connects to this deal?
It's the listening. You know, I've always been fascinated by Clint Eastwood and the fact that he spends a lot of time listening and looking and hearing what people say. And I think that is so key in this business that's full of fear and anxiety of people going to rip me off. I don't understand what buy down a points are. I don't understand what LOX means, letter of explanation. I don't understand all of these acronyms. Why can't somebody just talk to me like an everyday person? And that's exactly what I go after. And that's exactly what I've had a great deal of success with, where people say, Ray, I'm so appreciate you talk to me like a regular person.
And what's the phone number again?
727-512-0497.
We'd like to thank you for listening, and please reach out to Ray at Phoenix Loan Solutions Incorporated. Ray is the Senior Mortgage Loan Originator, NMLS number 1257601. Call him at 727-512-0497.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Mr. Brian Cash Clause!
Well, good afternoon, Tampa Bay. So Brian is not in the studio today. He had a couple things he had to take care of. But this is the BCC Coupon Book Radio Show. Tammy here, and we have Ashley from Hot Mamas on the phone. Hey, Ash, how you doing? Hello? Uh-oh, did we lose Ashley?
Just
there she is.
Hey, honey, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing really well. We miss you here at the studio.
Yes, ma'am. Well, when you know you're a handy woman, you got to be everywhere, so.
That is so true. So you're keeping very busy with your business, huh?
Yes, I picked up another contractor, so I've basically been doing a lot of cleanups on construction sites.
Oh, that's really awesome. That's great to hear. So Ashley, guys, what she does, she has a business called Hot Mamas Hauling. So tell us a little bit about the things that you can offer.
Yes, Hot Mamas offers a lot of different things. We're known as the handy women around Tampa Bay. We do a lot of junk removal, clean outs. I have a lot of girls that go in there after I remove all the junk. We go in there and deep clean the house and make it move-in ready or move-out ready, whichever one.
Right.
And then I also have property maintenance where I can take care of a property for a homeowner or a real estate investor.
Oh, very cool.
Airbnbs. Yeah, a lot of Airbnbs going up lately. So, you know, they have to keep their spot A1.
Right.
I've been doing a lot of curbside appeal, mulching, flower beds and stuff. And then I do home repairs. So like drywall, painting, and baseboards are definitely a go-to in the house.
Very cool. You know what? I just learned that today. I did not know that you even offered those services. That's awesome.
Yes, ma'am.
So you do everything. So if somebody is getting ready to move out, let's just say they did a little damage maybe to a wall or something, instead of having someone take that out of their deposit, you can come in, help them get rid of all their stuff, and do the repairs right then and there.
Yes, definitely. I can definitely get their deposit back.
Very cool. So you also...
If any of your listeners are listening, they can also go to my website, letmama, M-O-M-M-A, helpyou.com, and they can reach out to me that way, too.
Yes, that's letmama, M-O-M-M-A, helpyou.com. So anybody who needs any help that is getting ready to move or maybe getting ready to move into a place, you guys do the cleaning, you do the moving, you do the getting rid of stuff that somebody wants to get rid of, and you can help someone move out and then move into their new place.
Definitely can, and then help them get the deposit back on the last house.
Right, very cool. And then anybody who's, you know, doing a little spring cleaning, it's about to be coming up, getting rid of, you know, maybe some old appliances or some things that they have that you know, you just don't know what you're going to do with it. Instead, you just call Hot Mamas at 727-678-3156, and Ashley will hook you up.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for having me on the show today, Tammy.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so glad you could join us today. And if you want to stay on hold for just stay on the air, I think we have another caller.
We have Nick, yes.
Oh, we have Nick. Is that Nick from Vapors Depot?
It is.
Hey, Nick, how are you today?
Infinite protection slash hello. How are you?
Yes, I'm doing really well. Yes, so Nick actually has a couple different businesses, guys. One of his brand new ones that I'm about to have a class on Saturday with is called Infinite Protection. So why don't you tell us, Nick, what exactly that is for?
So, Jammy and listeners, it basically is firearm safety. A lot of people are requesting concealed carry permits, but we went over and above. We decided that we would start training firearm safety for women specifically. Obviously, there's some things that women do differently, their hand size, for instance, and things like that. So we want to make sure we can teach that class. Home defense plans is obviously something different for everybody's home.
Mm-hmm.
Safety, situational awareness, encountering a mass shooter, first aid, CPR, all these things that we decided that we would start teaching because I interact with a lot of people on a regular basis. And during those conversations, I hear people either purchasing firearms or they're worried that their children might be visiting a friend of theirs and their parents would have firearms. So we teach as little as 5 years old. Now, we don't teach live fire and stuff like that, but we teach about what to not touch if they're at a friend's house or what to do in an instance where they see something, those types of things. And it's today's day and age, I think it's become more and more popular that people are purchasing firearms but do not have the proper training or knowledge to be able to secure them safely.
Yes.
And I think it's very important to reduce these fatal injuries that are happening by accident, right? So
absolutely.
We took it upon ourselves to move through that and let people understand what it's about.
That is amazing. So if anybody has any questions, how can they get in touch with you, Nick?
Well, they can reach us on our phone number, 850-938-3877. We do have a website. It's infinitepro.com. We also have a Facebook page, and we're more than happy to help or attend a personal training session with them or classroom. We have a classroom this weekend, you mentioned.
Yes. I will be there on Saturday to get some knowledge and get my concealed as well. And I look very forward to it. And we actually also have another guest on the phone. We have Ashley, who is from Hot Mama's Hauling. And I don't think that you guys have met before.
She just dropped.
Oh, she did. Okay.
I think she had to run.
Ashley is probably busy working. I think I caught her at a house working today, but that's Hot Mama's Hauling. And if you guys have anything that you, if you're moving in, moving out, need repairs done, she also does maintenance, even some landscaping for your front yard to fix things up to get your deposits back. Or if you just want to fix things up to make it look nicer, call Ashley at 727-678-3156. All right. Well, she's pretty cool. She has a whole crew of only ladies.
It seems like it. They seem like they're like hardcore hard chargers out there.
Yeah. So it's her truck is
movers.
Yes, her truck. I love. I mean, of course, because I'm a female. But her whole truck is pink, and she uses. You remember Rosie from back in the day with the Rosie's Riveters, right?
Yes.
That's kind of the symbol that she uses for the ladies. But yeah, it's all a group of ladies that come in and they work really, really hard to get things cleaned up, moved out, moved from your curb, wherever, whatever you guys need. And so she even moves.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Run by small business, right?
That's,
love to support small business.
Yes. Another one of our great small business owners, you know, and she's doing really well. She's thriving. I'm really, really proud of her. So, Nick, tell me a little bit about exactly, like, so what do I have to expect, like, on Saturday when I come to the class?
So you can expect an overview of gun safety, gears and gadgets that you might use. In carrying that firearm, if you choose to do so, how to secure it in your home safely, what to do if maybe you're involved in a home invasion, your home defense plan, how you would be able to escape or stop a threat in your home
right.
without being injured yourself.
Oh, Wow, very cool. I didn't even know you included all that stuff. So that's way better than another class you would take, guys. Nick teaches you everything about everything. So I'm looking very forward to it because, you know, I'm a single female and I live by myself. So I pretty much, you know, it's been a long time. My dad taught me about guns, but when I was small, about safety and education. But it's been a really long time since I actually held one or, you know, practiced with one or anything. So I'm really looking forward to it. And Eric just walked in from Minuteman Press, and he's actually going to be taking the class with me on Saturday.
Absolutely.
Eric came in.
So, yeah.
That, you know, Tammy, you just hit a very valuable point that I have 27 years law enforcement experience, and I started taking these courses about a year ago. And I'll tell you what, the refresher piece was very enlightening to me because you take so much for granted on a regular basis. Obviously, our current landscape in our country has escalated, right?
Right.
But you take these things when you're prior law enforcement or military as every day. But if you don't practice and you don't get another view or optics on it,
mm-hmm.
kind of learn more as you go through it. So it was kind of, it was something I really got into and got deeper and deeper. And as I started developing that passion again.
Well, that's awesome. Cause it's true. I mean, you know, you can think that you'll know how you're going to deal with a situation, but you really don't until it actually happens. And if you haven't,
the aftermath.
Right. And if you haven't actually played over some scenarios, then you really don't have a clue. Like you just, some people, they actually get so scared they freeze. You know, they just, true. They don't know what to do in a situation. Like I said, you can think you know, but until you, I think practice makes perfect. So you have to run through some scenarios. And also, any gun owners out there, just because you own it and then you set it over to the side, you have to get comfortable with handling it. I mean, let's just say the gun jams. What are you going to do? You know, I see people, like when I'm in the store, purchasing, you know, firearms and things, and you can tell they absolutely have never, ever owned a firearm before. And so they really, dangerous. You know, are probably just taking it home and sitting it down and thinking, oh, okay, it's there if I need it.
Right. But even the pros, right. Like Nick was saying earlier, a buddy of mine from Michigan, he was the, I think the captain of the fire department, okay? And his boy was in the fire department, too. So they were really close with police officers because they, you know, protect the people. And they were very, very good with firearms. And his son, which was probably 30 at the time, was cleaning a gun from, like, the 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing went off, and he lost his boy that day. So you just never can be – you got to be careful. And those are, like, guys that shot guns every weekend, you know,
right.
at Multi-Lakes and stuff,
right.
and the gun clubs and those, yep. those freak accidents.
Shame.
It is.
You know,
shame.
There's the four universal safety rules. Nobody, you know, those things, if we live by those, we're going to be okay, right? And it's assume every firearm is loaded.
Exactly.
never point the muzzle any direction in anything you don't want to destruct or destroy. Never put your finger in the trigger guard. And always know what's behind your target. If you live by those four things, chances are you'll be okay. But Tammy hit another valuable point. And you guys will learn this Saturday, there are several different types of jams. One could be a squib load where the bullet is actually not had enough powder to come through the barrel and mm-hmm. stuck mm-hmm. in the barrel. So you might think you dislodge a used round, but you might send another one up that barrel and there's two coming out. So those types of things is what I'll be teaching you guys how to identify when you're on the range so you don't really hurt somebody or yourself.
Yeah, right. That's the last person.
No, that's
myself,
awesome.
Besides anyone
yeah.
else.
Because that actually, true. I mean, like I said, I've handled a lot of firearms, but it's been some time. But that scares me, like using a semi-automatic. That really scares me, the jamming up. Like, that really does.
And they do.
Yep.
They happen, you know, that's for sure.
So I definitely want to get more comfortable with, you know, handling it and loading it and just shooting it and, you know, how you hold it. Like, I actually was telling Nick, that's why I'm taking this class. I purchased a 9mm, but I have never shot it.
Oh,
so
nice.
I have
what
no.
Kind? What kind did you get?
It's a Smith & Wesson.
Okay.
Actually,
oh, cool.
I got it at Shoot Straight, which is where we're going to
okay.
be going. And,
awesome.
Yeah, they had a buyout, actually, of all of the, the armored truck guys. What, I can't think of the name of them.
The guns they use?
Brinks. Yeah, Brinks.
Brinks. Okay,
yeah, so they bought all of their, you know, weapons or whatever, so they had a really good deal on it. And I was like, oh, wow. So
Smith & Wesson's nice. I got a 9mm, too. It's a Ruger, though, but I got a 22 Smith & Wesson, so very good brand.
Yeah. They've been around for a real long time. Good reputation.
For sure.
Because some of the, that's another thing, you know, when you go into the store, there's some brands that I've never even heard of before, and they're super cheap. So I think a lot of people are drawn to those because they're very cheap.
I'd stay away.
But I mean, I don't know about
those
that.
Those are the ones that jam up, right, Nick?
That's right.
Yeah.
And cause problems down the road, because I've heard of stories of those. Yeah, I got a great deal. Oh, yeah, well, how's that hand doing, you know?
Right. Good well, years Lord. Ago, like I said, I always had a revolver, actually. I just, that's what I was comfortable with because it can't jam.
Same here.
And that's what my dad taught me. It was a 38 Special Snub Nose, actually, that was his. And we used to shoot that a lot together. But the semi-automatics, I'm not as comfortable with, you know.
Oh,
but
dangerous.
I had a Taurus, a 32.
Okay, yeah.
And that thing used to jam on me. I'm not even kidding.
They're
every
famous,
single time that we went to the range, it jammed every time. And see, I wouldn't deal with it because at the time, my husband would just take it from me, fix it, and give it.
Jam,
so
yeah.
I wasn't even comfortable doing that myself, you know.
Yeah. Does your Smith & Wesson got a safety on it, do you know?
It does not.
See, Mike doesn't
actually.
Either. Hey, Nick, are all 9mm? Oh, we got someone waving at us.
What's that?
We have someone waving at us. Hey, question, though. Are all 9mm got no safeties on them?
No. Some of them do have safeties.
Some of them do, okay. Because I was just asking that question. You said her Smith & Wesson does, and I told her my 9 Glock doesn't have a safety on it either. And it almost got away from me one time.
No safety.
Yeah, they can be dangerous.
Doesn't use safety. But Smith, I actually have a Smith that is something I carry every day. It's the Shield 9, and it's got a safety on it.
They should all have safeties.
Some do not have safeties, but, you know, it's a matter of you knowing what's on your hip or in your purse or in your backpack.
True.
And making sure that you can, number one, you can load it. A lot of times, and I teach this in the ladies' class, when they go out and purchase these things, they got to be able to pull that slide back. Or if they get a revolver, they have to be able to pull that trigger. Some of them are 12 pounds.
Yeah, no, you're right.
That knocks you off target.
Wow.
Yeah, I got a 44 Ruger.
Use that thing, right? In the middle of the night, you're going to be half asleep.
Right.
You're going to pull this thing.
Right.
You're going to try to shoot somebody. You're going to see a big flash. You're going to wake up your kids or your spouse or everybody in the house. You might go shoot a bullet through a wall.
Shooting blanks.
Wow, it's going to be... So it's a really, you know, you got to understand those things when you're looking at calibers, and firearms, and where you're going to store them and stuff. But yeah, there's safeties in every caliber out there. You got to get the right one.
Right. See, when I did purchase that one, I purchased it specifically for just my home. Like, that's not something I want to, because it doesn't have a safety. I don't want to be having it in my car or, you know, something like that. I would like to purchase something else, you know, where I could have, like, a purse gun or something like that. But, yeah, not that one.
A lot of people do. My buddies carry little guns around.
Well, I mean, you know, Florida, I'm not from Florida. I'm from up north. So
same
it's
here.
A little different. In Ohio, I mean, tons of people, like, it's not uncommon at all to see people walking all over the place that have firearms. Some people will get a little freaked out about it. But, you know, for the most part, it's not the guns that are dangerous. It is the people touching them because they are not trained well. That is exactly what this class is for.
And there's probably more than that.
The tool, you are the weapon.
Right?
Right,
yeah.
Right.
No, that's true. You got to respect
people
them.
Understand that, the world is a better place.
Yeah. So I do have a question, Nick. So what is the rule in Florida as far as transportation? Like, when I come to the class, like, how do I have to have it stored in my car as I'm driving? You know what I mean?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I do know what you mean. So the law in Florida is not readily accessible and securely encased.
Okay.
And locked or no lock?
Not readily accessible and securely encased.
Okay.
So, I mean, years ago somebody told me about a 3-step rule. Is that still the case in Florida where you have to have 3 steps?
There's no little step thing.
It's okay.
Securely encased and you can't get to it immediately. To be able to, you know, in a quick rage,
okay,
grab it and start pulling the trigger. you can pretty much explain yourself. You know, if a law enforcement officer were to pull you over and you tell them, obviously, you're a weapons carrier or it's in your vehicle, because in Florida, it's the Castle Doctrine extends into your vehicle as well. So it needs to just be not readily accessible. In other words, not sitting on the seat next to you, open, loaded. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
No, because people start drinking and thinking.
It's a glove box, and it's got a safety on, and it's not fully loaded, or you take the magazine out and you keep it separate.
Mm-hmm.
Those types of things are probably the smarter way to go.
Right.
Makes sense.
I'm pretty sure I'll probably have it just unloaded in the case in my trunk. So
yeah.
That's usually what we do. Yeah.
Some of those people get, you know, it's on the seat, and you run into an incident where, you know, some of these people, a guy will cut them off, and next thing you know, they're shooting. It's like, what the heck just happened here?
I tell you what, that actually happened about a year ago, right down the street from where I moved to Holiday. And it was during all the riots and things were going on, you know, so there was a lot of basically protesting people on opposite corners. They were arguing with each other. Actually, it's crazy. It wasn't the differing group that actually got into it. It was the same group of people that were on the same side. And they got into a big I don't know about what. But right. They were shooting at each other on the corner of US 19 and Sunray Drive.
Well, I guess the other side was saying, hey, good for them, right?
And one of the bullets hit someone's truck. And the guy had no idea where it came from or what was going on.
Wow.
I'm like, okay.
That's when it's time to pack it up and go home.
Right?
Call it a day.
These people don't think about the innocent bystanders when this is going on, right?
And right.
If we, as people trying to defend ourselves, don't understand that, they don't understand it. We're going to have a lot of people fatally injured from misuse of firearms, right? So. These guys just let rounds fly. They don't care. And if it goes through one person and into another, it doesn't matter to them. And that's the shame about the whole thing. And those things like the ricochet, too. So you gotta be careful. The ammo you use for home defense might not be what you use when you're out on a range shooting long range at 100 yards. You know, piercing stuff to go through concrete. Bad enough it goes through drywall, you know. You're going to mess your house up if you ever have to shoot in your house.
Right.
Hey, Nick, I got a question for you. I don't know if the rules down here in Florida, because I'm actually from up north as well. But I remember buying guns. I got quite a few guns. And after I bought them, I did the right thing. I went to the police department, you know, and I got them registered and stuff, because that's what you're supposed to do. And with the CCW, you don't have to do that no more, correct? I can just purchase a gun and I'm good to go.
Correct.
Okay.
Florida, you do not have to register your firearm.
Okay, that's what I thought. I just want to double check the expert here, because, you know, people say this, people say that, and it's like, is it or not, you know? So, okay.
Right.
If you make a purchase personal, purchase from an individual, I would do a bill of sale with the documented serial numbers.
Right, right.
Okay, yeah, I've always got,
You know, I would never just buy one with no piece of paper. I would do driver's license on a bill of sale. Serial numbers recorded, because if that traces to you and it did something prior to you getting it,
you're on to 5 o'clock news.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't do it, Tim. Right. I promise I didn't do it.
I've done that. I've purchased where I've made a bill of sale and had the person sign it and all of that. But a lot of people don't even realize you actually can do. You can sell things personally to somebody. Like, you don't have to go to a store.
Oh, no.
As long as, I mean, I don't even think it is a rule where you have to document. I mean, who knows? But. That's definitely what I would do. And also, you know, I heard of this. This happened in Ohio when I was up there, you know, during hunting season. A lot of the guys use, 30-06s you know.
Yeah, 30-06s or 30-30s. Yes,
30-30s, which people don't realize those bullets go a real long way.
Oh.
I mean, I'm pretty sure, a 30-06 goes, 3 miles.
I wouldn't doubt it.
So these people.
That's a cannon, yeah.
You shoot them we're shooting up in the air, which always think that's the, what is wrong with people? Because you know what? That bullet's going to come down somewhere. Like, it's going to go, but it's coming down somewhere. And it actually, this lady got up in the morning and was in the bathroom, using the bathroom, and she got shot from a 30-06 I don't know if they missed and it just, but it went for almost 3 miles.
I've heard.
Can you believe? I mean, it didn't hit anything to deter. I mean, well, even if it did ricochet off something, it still hit her.
I hate to say it. I've heard so many stories because I used to hunt all the time where just people getting shot. Not, you know, could be over the ridge, you mm-hmm. know, and it got them somehow and over and over and over, you know.
It's yeah.
Because they go far, you know. In they fact, really you can only yep. shoot rifles like Upper Peninsula and stuff in Michigan and certain places you can't. You can only do a shotgun because shotguns only go so far.
Yeah, know? See, in Ohio, I mean, I don't know if it has changed since I've lived there. But
it's a free-for-all, huh?
It pretty much is, honestly.
Ocala.
Especially West Virginia. Like, whatever. Like, in Ohio, at least they have a hunting season where you can use shotguns. And then you have a bow season and things like that.
Yeah,
and then you have a rifle season. Mm-hmm. But in West Virginia, they just do whatever the heck they want.
Wild West, right? I get it, yeah. A little bit of Texas in it, probably. Good Lord.
A lot of people don't know the 22 makes the same size hole as the 5.56.
Really?
Just travels further because of the powder behind it, yeah.
I can believe that, because my Smith & Wesson shoots pretty nice, you know. Then I also got a rifle, too, 22. Yep. Old one. Heck, I don't know what it is off the top of my head now. Remington, I'm thinking. Remington's coming to me.
Just goes a lot further.
Yeah. Yeah, but I like that 22 I got. I got the 9mm like Tammy. It's a little jumpy because, you know, Glocks are more plastic, I think, than yours is probably all steel.
I'm thinking.
I should have got a steel one. Mm-hmm. I should have got one because it's so light. And they make it light like that, I guess. It's probably some purpose. Maybe you can tell us, Nick, but it's just jumpy. It's jumpy. I actually gave it to my boy for a birthday present.
Did you give her that one to Cole?
Yeah, some of those get snappy. The 9mm, mm-hmm. the 357s, and those things, you gotta have a good grip on them.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely
another
right.
Topic Saturday is your grip. So,
jumpy.
We're gonna get down to all of it.
Awesome. You're coming, right?
Oh, yeah. I'll be there.
Cool.
All right. So, if you wanna just stay on the line, Nick, we have another caller.
Dylan from Colonial Life.
Oh, hey, Dylan.
Hello, Dylan.
Hey, great. How are you doing, Tammy?
I'm doing really, really well. We miss you here at the studio.
Yeah, got to come by soon.
Yeah, for sure. So how are you doing, and what do you have going on in the insurance world, Dylan?
You know, I'm doing well. I'm happy to kind of have a slower month right now. It was really crazy. Towards the end of the year, that's kind of when a lot of businesses get their enrollments going.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, during the holidays, everyone kind of being in different places. It's definitely, it's quick. It's like a race, you know, race to the finish, to the 31st.
Right.
And it seems like in these days, no matter what business, kind of everyone's wanting it now. And you get very moody, you know. I don't know if people notice that. Maybe it's the COVID, maybe not, but it just seems people are a little edgy these days. Yeah. I've noticed that in my shop,
tax
at least.
Season coming up.
Yeah, that could be it. And I think,
that could be it, too.
I mean, yeah. I think there is probably a lot of people probably here from other places, and I think they've been locked up for a real long time.
Okay.
You know?
Well, I looked 2 days ago, it was like 1 degree in Michigan,
right?
So it might have been 2 degrees in Ohio. So
yes.
Warm front, right? And we're like, what? It's 55 degrees. We're going to, you know, and it's cloudy.
Yeah, Floridians can't take that. You know, sweater, long pants, everything, gloves.
Yes.
That's why I had to get out of that state. It was depressing.
Oh, God. I've turned into a big old baby, though. Let me tell you.
Not 50 shades of gray. 365 shades of gray. You know?
Yes. I have. I can't take the cold anymore. Oh. I was freezing to death yesterday and the day before, and then it was raining.
Imagine one degree.
It was cold.
That's crazy.
Listen, in Florida, ever since I've lived here, and I've lived here like 18 years now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Never have I seen ice, actual ice, on my car windshield. The other morning, I left at like 6:45 in the morning, and I had to wait for 20 minutes till my defrost kicked in, because I was like, you know what?
Right.
I don't have a scraper. I don't have anything to get this ice off.
You know, I have...
That's hilarious.
It's funny. I own a print shop, and we got these metal cards, and I just kind of joke, because we couldn't do it down here. Like, hey, the metal card, you can scrape the ice off your car. I should have had you one, you know? So.
Oh, I'm serious. I was in shock. I was like, are you kidding me? And it wasn't just, like, frosty. Like, it was ice.
I know.
I thought, oh, my God. And when
off.
I was leaving, I mean, I don't know how cold it was in the middle of the night, but at that time it was only 37. So
it
was cold.
I remember getting out of bed freezing.
Yes.
Getting back in my car freezing.
It was very cold.
Oh, Lord, the heat goes consistently, and it's so dry up there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I go up there and my buddy smokes. They smoke in the garage, and you look around, and it's like the zombie land because they're just so white
yes.
and their skin's so dried out. I'm like, what is wrong with you people? You guys need some sun.
Yes,
good
yes,
Lord.
Yes. I remember. Oh gosh! And then you kick up that heat, and which actually dries you out even
no.
more. I remember I used
I
to just start
it.
Coughing because my throat would
my
get dry.
My wife does also. No, you're right. A lot of people do. That's
yeah,
weird. You say
from
that.
The heat.
Yeah, yeah. And my wife, I don't know, maybe she's having a hot flash because I'm actually turning the heat on. I usually have the heat off, but she starts coughing. I got that darn heat on again. I'm like, nope, you do because I'm coughing. Trying to keep it low key, but
oh, I've had anyway. The heat on. I'm like I said, I'm a big. I have the heat on today, and it's 70
oh, yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah. Today was refreshing.
So, tell us a little bit about Colonial Life, Dylan, and what you can do for people.
Yeah, you know, a lot of different things. Businesses mostly, but also individuals. And you know, it's about you know, of course, you have your regular insurance, but it's about everything else because you know. Getting like a claim or going to the hospital for something, you know, your insurance will cover the medical expenses, but there's a lot of other expenses people don't think about, you know.
Right.
Is it going up again over the board, across the board insurance? Are they raising it again? I'm just curious.
I'm sorry, one more time?
Insurance. Are they raising it again, like across the board, you know, just because of the times we're in? Everything just seems to be going up, so I was just curious.
Yeah, well, you know, they do it very incrementally, and it's all based on the carriers, too, because, you know, certain carriers want to be more competitive one year than others.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, maybe you only hear about from United Health or Florida Blue, which may be the bigger ones in this state.
Right.
But there's hundreds and hundreds of different major medical carriers.
Okay.
So, and then you've got the other types of insurance, too. Like, you know, ours is more supplemental with the Colonial. It's micro policies that are as cheap as, like, a cup of coffee a week. But their reimbursement plan. So if you ever do have a claim for an accident, you twist your ankle, you break your leg, something like that, it's going to pay you cash to help, you know, from being out of work and, you know, the other stuff besides just the medical expense.
That's awesome.
Okay, hold on a second there, Mr. Dylan. We're going to go to a commercial I don't know if I'm going to say this correctly, but El Nika Restaurant?
El Nika, yes.
Explain to me, like, what, and I'm going to say hello out to
hello?
Sam.
He's got Kodak.
She's like, why are you, I just called her out of the blue and told her she's getting a free ad on the radio. And she's like, what? Like, what's the catch here? And I had to keep saying, no money, right? Because people think, why would you?
Yeah, no return.
No return. So here it is. We're going to say the name of the restaurant.
It's El Nika Restaurant, and they are actually haven't been open too long.
That's awesome.
They're located right down in Pinellas Park on Park Boulevard at 5995 Park Boulevard North. And they have all types of really good stuff. They make it right there in front of you. Everything's fresh to order. Everything is homemade, and they have some really, really good food. They have things like grilled beef, pork, and chicken tacos. They have fried plantains. They have something called cassava, which I'm not exactly sure what that is, but it is one of their specialties. And they also have tostados and chicken, tapado, and all sorts of homemade dishes. So you guys got to go check them out. Everything fresh to order, made right in front of you. And if you have any questions, you can give them a call at 727-289-4297. And that's El Nika Restaurant at 5995 Park Boulevard North.
And that's in Pinellas Park on Park Boulevard. It's similar to like 74th Avenue.
I'm in Pinellas Park, so I'm sure I'll be there.
You go there? Can you do me a favor? Ask for Sam.
Sam? Okay.
You know, they're a couple blocks from our new client, the perfume shop.
Really? So there you go. And then I wonder if they have Taco Tuesday. And since
they actually have a bunch of daily specials, which he didn't write them down for me, but they have a board up that they put all these specials on. So they do, I mean, everything's homemade. Like the tostados are homemade. Like they deep fry
them
right there.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know what a tostado is.
It's like a tortilla. It's a tortilla that they deep fry so it's crispy. And then they put your choice of pork, shrimp, beef, whatever meat, and
good.
Lettuce.
It
it's delicious.
Good.
So what's the name of the restaurant?
It's El Nika Restaurant in
Pinellas
Park.
I wonder what El Nika means. Can anybody Google it? What do you think it means? It's probably, could it be a daughter's name?
It is a
Spanish word, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, definitely. I'm curious what the word means.
Maybe nephew? It almost sounds like it could be that.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
El Nika.
Or our food name.
See, Dylan, I'll tell you what. $50 if you're right.
$50, all right. I'll give you $1 if I'm wrong. How about that?
And then it's a check. I'll give you a $50 gift certificate, Al Nikas.
Ah, actually, I mean, according to this, it says that it is a singular translation of Nicaraguan.
I got that
like
too.
Type of food.
Really? Hey, yeah, I just saw that.
Okay. So, yeah.
No so one gets it's not 50. Mexican.
Well, he does a lot of different type. It's all Latin, I would say.
Yeah,
Latin
Nicaraguan,
food.
Though. Oh, okay. He's proud to be that.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
They have a lot of turmoil in Nicaragua over the years. So.
Yeah, they have. That's true.
I mean, we're lucky to be Americans. But Nicaraguan people are one of the things that they have certain work ethics, right? In Nicaraguans.
I know, it's a tough name.
I know, I can't say it. But on a survey. They did per capita how many people put out. Because what they found out is like in Europe, they're forced to have a six-week vacation. But when they actually do work, they work better than Americans' output. Because they take time to have a vacation. Like, when's the last time you had a vacation?
I don't remember.
Right? You know, so, like, honestly. That's the thing with Nicaraguans. And I know I'm not saying the word correctly. But
we got you.
We got it. They are the hardest on a scale of people. They are, per capita, per person, the hardest, dedicated, most reliable culture out there.
That's funny you brought that up. My 20-year-old boy brought this up just about how America works differently than most of the world out there.
Yeah.
And that right there just witnesses, we do a little bit, you know.
Yeah. So, Dylan, would you go there? Where do you work? In St. Pete, like in the Pinellas Park area? On the way?
I'm right here in Clearwater. Right
would you go there?
Oh, absolutely.
And I'll give you just bring the receipt to me and I'll pay for it. And if you know where it's at? Yeah, but just lose the receipt, okay? And then I'll mail you a check. The check's in the mail. What's the address again, Phil?
It's 5995 Park Boulevard North. So it's not too far from 54th Ave.
And say hello to Sam.
Hello to Sam.
Yes. So, Nick, are you still there?
He is not.
Nick left us. Right,
okay.
Appreciate
so then,
that.
Dylan, the insurance is cool. Do you want to go get that card of the person?
Oh,
you
yes. Actually, it's a new store that just opened also in Pinellas Park. Hold on.
Yeah, maybe we should call it during the show.
Oh, yeah. They got everything there, it looks like. I like it.
Anyhow,
very cool.
The thing is, this is, and it's a good thing she didn't pass out the media kits. Right?
Why?
Because it says our show now is moving to drive time.
Right.
And now we're going to be on between 5 and 6. It's 106.1 FM in Pinellas. 13.4. Oh, actually, when she did the thing on the YouTube thing, Sam.
Right.
Or Alexa, the 106.1 wouldn't come up. Why would that be, Tom?
Ah.
Bob.
Why would watch?
But when she did 13.40 AM, it came up. For the radio station.
Really?
Yeah.
But she Googled what?
Is it Google? Is how that would be when you use Alexa?
I think maybe
to get to the website, tantalknetwork.com?
Maybe I did it
I remember
wrong.
Last time he says it was going off like ones or twos. Remember last time you were talking
about
like
we were
that?
Talking about what the FMs
yes.
are all ending an odd number.
Yes. Odd number. That was something neat to know.
Yeah.
But we're in Tampa on 104.3. Dade City in Sarasota on 1350. And then what are we on in Dade City?
You were Zephyr Hills, you are 1400.
On Zephyr Hills.
Dade City, you're on 1350.
I can't remember.
Wesley Chapel.
And you think I've been doing this show for 26 years.
Six stations, it's hard to remember.
Actually, now it's 27. So we're on six stations in four counties?
See, I thought it was only four. Six, wow.
I'd say. Yeah.
How many counties?
Pasco, Hillsboro, Pinellas, a little bit of Hernando, a little bit of Manatee, I'd say.
And Dade City?
Dade City's Pasco.
Zephyr Hills,
okay.
too, right?
Well,
Zephyr Hills?
Zephyr Hills, yes, is
okay.
the other one, yep.
Okay,
and you know, you just because she didn't get it in, because she did try.
Right.
On 106.1 FM, and it didn't come in. But then I knew right away, just give her another call letter. I like to look into that. But I always listen to
good.
It on 106.1 FM.
Oh, anywhere in Pinellas, you're good.
You're good.
And Newport Richey.
So, it's next week, right?
Next week, yeah, all we're going to be on in drive time. There which is go. The highest rated show time.
Oh,
and it's
going
to be 5 to 6 when people are coming home from work. You know, we got to say, what's the name of the restaurant? Do you remember? The name of the restaurant that
which
we
one?
Just did a promo for? Do you even know? Does anybody remember? See if you remember.
Elnica?
Like Elnica. 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 Yeah, the way the card is, with like a fire coming
spell
out.
Spell it.
E-L space N-I-C-A.
Yeah, Elnica. Restaurant. And it means Nicaraguans.
Which is different, yeah.
And I hope that's what it means, right?
Yeah, I'd probably say so, for sure.
And I wonder what the flair is, because, you know, in Chinese food, they do have like five, like I got to say, a certain style they do.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Chinese restaurant, they'll say they do it the Malaysian way. Then the other one says they do it this way or that way. So I guess everybody has a little twang to it. Like how they do it.
Yeah, it's depending on the area, you know, that you go to. Well, Zena wasn't available, but...
Let me just get the call.
Well, this is her other business.
Okay, and what does she do?
She's a broker, actually, that just opened a beautiful women's clothing store on 49th Street.
Okay, and then where's the card for the 49th Street clothing store?
She didn't have one for that. That's why I got that card.
But you sent it to me on a text.
No, it was
the clothing store.
Well, yeah, but it was this actual card because that's her info.
So she got multiple
businesses? Well, yeah, because what I actually did was I spoke to her, the girl who is opening the store with her, named Crystal, and she had made a mistake on their business cards. Actually, I was telling her about you.
Thank you.
She ordered them, she forgot to put the address or something on there, so she said she had to order some more. But that is her other business. She's a broker. Okay. And she's actually
looking.
Have
you actually ever talked to her?
No, I spoke to Crystal. And so basically, she wants somebody to wrap a big truck.
Hmm.
Oh, that's all right. Okay. We do that.
Yeah, that's what I told her. So I told her anything to do with marketing, like we can help them because they just started and they are looking to get their name out there. So she needs signage. She needs.
There's something about
having a
truck wrapped. Right, or wearing a company shirt.
They're expensive, but they get calls. People
but
get
you
calls
know what?
Them.
They get credibility, instant credibility.
Well, what she's going to do is because of how their parking lot is. Do you know where the Rainbow
Mart
is?
That's what I even said about her. She never wears company shirts, right? But I think if she did, people would come up to her and it would give her more credibility. Because you're walking in just like you're a regular person, right? But if you have a look at how he has a company shirt on, and I know you always do.
Yeah, they
mainly
usually do.
Because it's just not my style.
And here's the thing, though, none of my employees do.
No,
I am bottom shirt, so yeah, it did.
Yeah, but the thing is, what happens is people like I wish I can call her.
I'm with you though, but some people like the millennials, they don't want to be like name, and it's weird.
But
me,
I
grew up like that.
I was in Walmart, right? And I let the lady go ahead of me. She owns 24/7 tree service, right? And the guy that works at the print shop is her boyfriend, right? And he's been doing my books. I've been doing print there for 40 years. And when you're at the same printer for 40 years, what does that tell you?
Credibility,
and you pay your bills.
I've walked into restaurants, just not even wanting to market at the time, just and they're like, hey, do you own a printer? I'm like, yeah, and landed jobs.
Right, so that's what happened.
Makes sense.
And that's Brenda's 24/7 tree service, and they do commercial, residential. They are licensed and insured. And guess what? They say same-day service on most jobs.
Wow.
Right. Where can you get that done at?
And that's a tree service.
Tree people are pretty busy. You know,
yeah.
Back up.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Well, you saw my big old tree. It took them about a week to get out there. A big tree
fell
down.
And there's quite a few of them. They're backed up.
But the thing is, what happens is, so wearing the company shirt, back to that, it's a $900 deal that she goes, oh, you're Brian. And she goes, oh, I want to do an ad.
Right.
Right? So the next day... $900 she committed to doing radio and doing the coupon book. It's like buying a lottery
ticket. Vehicle
ticket.
Wraps and stuff like that work. I got one on my truck and I've landed
jobs. Here's the deal. Is if someone produces zero results, right? Zero leads and zero sales.
Mm-hmm.
The only way I can answer that, and don't wear a company shirt. The only way I can answer that is a closed mouth, don't get fed. At least wear a company shirt if you're out there in the field. Because that's how I got that deal. I had a company shirt on. Why not? What the hell? Right? Just think about it. You know, someone says to you, hey, you, and then if anything, you promote brand in the name of the company. There's so many benefits.
And
you know what I always say to someone? Why not? Give me the why not of not promoting yourself when you're out going in, out. You're out in the field and doing the stuff. You're the one that's out there.
Right.
You're the one that should be, the one that's sitting at home on the phone is not the one wearing the company shirt.
Kind of the face of the company.
The face of the company.
Yeah.
It makes sense. But if that just gives them the thinking.
But everyone's not like that, unfortunately.
So it just every area, it's the same answer. So, but that's what I got to deal with. Then,
no, marketing is good though, because that's what you guys do as well as I.
Yeah,
do,
we market, but we don't market. We should market ourselves too.
Well, yeah, you can always look into things and change the game up. Absolutely.
Right.
I totally.
Anyhow,
agree.
And then like the guy Mike, though, when he's out passing the books out, he should have a company shirt on. You know, the one word is like when we said we didn't call this.
Sounds like Brian's buying everyone new shirts.
Right. If you tell someone you're going to call them for the radio show and you don't,
hey,
call
throw me one in too. I'll wear one.
Right. Unprofessional. That's the word. It's unprofessional. Anyhow. Okay, close the show out, Tammy.
All right, guys. Thank you so much to Nick from Infinite Protection and to Ashley from Hot Mamas and Dylan from Colonial Life and Eric from Minuteman Press.
You.
Thank you so much, guys, for tuning in today. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
Take care.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.